you were able to edit this and cut. And, okay.
Good afternoon. This is Ralph Jensen. I'm the editor-in-chief of Security Products Magazine. I'm in Orlando, Florida, talking with Tony Dorman, the CEO and founder of LaserShield. Tony and his staff are assembled in Orlando, teaching and training alarm dealers about their newest product. Good afternoon, Tony.
Thank you for having me here and giving me your time.
A couple of questions. Residential security seems to be a pretty straightforward business, but there are many people who can't have a security system because of their transient nature. Can you address monitoring and LaserShield?
Well, LaserShield was designed to create a plug-and-go solution for the more transient marketplace. It's been, when we look at some of the discussions at Barnes Buchanan, which happens here every year in Florida, we hear it across a number of consulting organizations to the trade. They say the middle and lower income markets and these markets of renters are very lucrative markets. There's a lot of growth to occur in those markets, but it's yet to be addressed by some of the current alarm dealers and manufacturers. And when you look at the people, for instance, who rent, and this means a home and an apartment, they're burglarized 71% more than people that own their homes. Yet the trade hasn't been addressing the demand and reaching out to protect these people.
Address your business model, how it improves the lives of these people, the transient Americans, condo dwellers, apartment dwellers.
Well, the first thing is that we have created a not just a product, but we've moved out into a national platform that creates scales of efficiency that are unusual. Our product doesn't require any installation. It doesn't require any ongoing service technicians or maintenance. So there's a huge amount of overhead and labor costs that are eliminated. What that lets us do is it lets us provide a high-quality level of protection of both the product and the aftermarket monitoring service for at a price rate, right? So it's accessible, but it's at a price point where people who normally couldn't afford security or had low credit scores, couldn't get into a low-money-down system because they couldn't qualify for the finance contract. Now everybody can have, at virtually any income level, on a fixed income, somebody that has bad credit, somebody that is renting and can't acquire a low money down system, now everybody can have affordable protection that's effective.
And your product is a plug and play model, as you mentioned just a minute ago. That also means that an installer or an integrator doesn't have to come in and bang holes in the wall and
that's right.
In that kind of situation.
Right. Yeah, it's, there have been some attempts to come out with wireless systems where they say it sets up in minutes, which of course always means an hour or more. And we've developed a product that literally from the time you take it out of the box can be set up, plugged in, and online with a professional monitoring service within a matter of 2 to 3 minutes. And we demonstrate it all the time. So when we say seconds, we mean it.
Perfect. Tony, one last question. Where do you see the security monitoring market or that trade moving in the future?
Well, I mean, there's been a lot of changes. There's been a lot of price wars. There's been a lot of consolidation out there. I think that there's always a market and always extremely fast-growing market. I don't think that security's seen its best years. I think that there's three legs to the stool in the home and business. We're wiring the electronic workplace and home around the globe at a faster pace than we ever have. There's no way we're going to provide, media and entertainment, internet and data and voice communication, and not provide some monitored sensors for people to protect themselves against intrusion and to be able to summon help during an emergency. I think that's the critical third leg of the stool. I think when we look at the future of the monitoring business, that there'll always be a place for monitoring, but I think that they have to adapt to some of these changing technology platforms. It's not a dial-up world. Now it's voice over IP, it's IP-based communications. I think we need to see more affordable, more reliable solutions in the market. That's something we've been investing heavily in. I think that digital service packages, text messages, emails, more affordable and easier to access plug-and-go video solutions are another hot sector for the marketplace that need to be able to be accommodated inside of these monitoring facilities. But I think overall, from the integrators and the monitoring centers to the dealer installers out there, our best years are ahead.
Tony, thank you very much. I appreciate the time to visit with you while we're in Orlando, and best of luck to you.
Thank you.